ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्रिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयामि। First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Paramaradhyatam, Nittalila Pravishtong Vishnu Padastotar Srimad Bhakti Pragya Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And the same in the lotus feet of my spiritual, my Shiksha Guru, Nittalila Pravishtong Vishnu Padastotar Srimad Bhakti Vedang Swami Maharaj. We have begun Sanatan Siksha, very, very important. If we will know that we are not this body, we are part and parcel of Krishna and Nitya servant of Krishna, then very soon we will accept the method of bhakti by Rupa Goswami and very soon by Guru Sushruvanam, by serving Guru like most beloved and following all the principles, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakham and Atma Nivedanam, and also Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shravan, Mathura Vashri, Mutti, Saddhayas. Ei Panchangas
এই পঞ্চাঙ্গ
কৃষ্ণ প্রেম জন্মাইতে পারে এই দিস ফাইভ এবং সিক্সটি ফোর ভক্তি অঙ্গ দিজ আর প্রমিনেন্ট ইফ নো অপরাধ অ্যান্ড ইউ আর প্র্যাকটিসিং দিস ফোর ফাইভ ভেরি সুন কৃষ্ণ প্রেম উইল কাম শিওরলি অ্যান্ড শিওরলি। সো চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ফর হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড, for all life living entity, he is questioning and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answering. We have discussed in various ways Jivera Saupha Nitya Krishna Das Krishnera Tatvastha Sakti Veda Ved Prakash. Up till now we have discussed this. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Jivas has not come from Golok Vrindavan, from Tatastha Sakti. And there, by the influence of Maya, because he has all the qualities, but very minute, so Maya can cover. When it looks towards, by chance, Maya Jagat, this world, at once he was attracted. And then a desire come that I should
enjoy
all these things. And then he came here. And then this Maya threw out Jivas very far away from Krishna in this world and gave to one settled body and one
gross body.
And that's what became Krishna Bhuli Sei Jeev Anadir Bahimuk Atayev Maya Tare Deya Sansara. And then he came in the circle of endless birth and death, old age, so many death and so many problems always. He wants to be happy, but we are not happy because old age will come and we will die. We cannot go with any pence farthing from this world. So we should remember these things. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. After that, can you? Kabhu swarge, kabhu marte.
চক্ষু উন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরুভে নমঃ। গুরুভে গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় চরণায় কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণভক্তায় চরভক্তায় নমো নমঃ।
সো
ইউ ক্যান টেক দি বুক অ্যান্ড সি অ্যান্ড also big pothi is there.
So the jiva is described when he commits that initial aparad of vimukh to Sri Krishna. As a result of that aparad, then material desires arise in his heart, and then suffering ensues as an automatic action. So it's described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhayam vitiya vinivyeshitam syat. This bhayam, this fear, will manifest when one is absorbed in material life. It's natural because this is not our nature. How is it possible that fear, which is the antithesis of love and affection, which will manifest as a result of our living a life which is not natural. We are, as Srila Gurudev just described, nitya jivasurupoi krishnara nityadas, that we are servants of Krishna. So when we're endeavoring to be the controllers in this world, the principal motivating quality is fear, because it's the opposite of love. So this vayam, fear, vayam dvitiya vinivyeshitam syat, isyat uvidasya viparya yoshmiti. That this viparya yoshmiti, I am taking the position of controller rather than understanding I am being controlled. This is all of our disease in this world. When we understand that I have originally, my nature is to serve the Lord. My nature is not to be the master in that sense. Bhakta Ramya Gita Pasham. Krishna is the only supreme controller, enjoyer. And I have tried to usurp his position for countless billions of births. As a result, I have to suffer in this world. And then Tan Maya Tayor Buddha Tam Pratyaikesham Guru Devatama. That unless I take full shelter of Sri Guru, who is the embodiment of the spiritual potency of this Sangvid Kladini Shakti, how will it ever be possible for me to understand my position? The jiva cannot understand the spiritual conception through the material mind and senses. It's absolutely impossible. We were discussing, Madhav Maharaj was discussing the other day how you may be able to get oil from sand or flowers from the sky.
Ghee from water.
Ghee from water.
Horns on a rabbit.
But for one to be happy in this material world is utterly not possible. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying in the 10th canto that one is feeling lamentation when he's feeling separation from his real identity. So this is our situation in this world, and until we understand our offensive nature, then how can we possibly realize our true identity? And we can only understand that through association with the Mahabhagavat, through service to Guru. Service and association, sadhu sangha, is the root of bhakti. Without service, how can there be association with sadhu? And when one is associating with sadhu, how can there not be service? So this is the root of bhakti. So unless this is being cultivated significantly, then how is it possible for the material mind to have that transformation of consciousness, to look to his higher welfare? So Guru, he will explain all these topics to the jiva to bring him again to his eternal position as Jivarasurup Hoy Krishnara Nityadas.
Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Jadi Krishna Unmukha Hoy. Krishna
and Shastra.
Krishna has manifested Ved and Puran, and he has told all these things, that who are Jiv, what is the relation with Krishna, and then by the mercy of Sadhu, Shastra Kripa, and Guru Kripa, Chaitya Guru Krishna Kripa, we can know that who are we, and then he can follow the process of Krishna Bhakti. Then, Maya Mugdha Jivar Nahi.
So, Daivi I Esha Guna Mayi Mama Maya Taratyaya. That when Guru gives the spiritual potency to the disciple, then he is able to overcome this attraction to the material energy and again understand his eternal constitutional position as servant of Radha and Krishna.
Then sadhu guru pai, sadhu guru atma rupe, Krishna in the form of Shastra. Here guru means not only guru, all realized sadhus, person, all, and Atma, himself like Chaitya Guru. In three ways he
educates,
sprinkles his mercy to jivas. And that is why he is telling, Krishna mur trata jiver hai gyan, Veda Shastra Sambandha Vidhe Prayojan. Can you have a book? Then how can you?
So we're discussing Sanatana Siksha. The teachings Lord Chaitanya gave to Sanatana Goswami. And we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse, 1.3, Shastra Guru Atma Rupe, Patanale Janana, Krishna Mori Prabhu, Prapta Jivara Oya Jana. Translating, Krishnadas Kaviraj here says, the forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures. Shastra. realize spiritual master, guru, and here Satyamrita means a superstar, Chitra Guru within the heart. Through these three, you can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is. And you can understand that Lord Krishna is His eternal master, a deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of His conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. So if you want to overcome the illusion what you've been placed into, then we have to follow the instructions of Shastra and Guru. And what does Sadhu and Shastra say? We should surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachitananda Vigraha. Rama is quoting in Brahma Samhita, speaking that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. He has an eternal, transcendental body. He is the cause of all causes. He has no other cause. He is the origin of all origin. He has no other origin. And his body is unlike ours. It is Sat, Chit, and Ananda. Our body is Asat, Chit, and Ananda. Full of miseries, non-eternal, and for ignorance. So, surrender means body, mind, and words. Everything you place at the lotus feet of Krishna through the agency of Guru. Ultimately, bhakti means initially approaching a self-realized soul. One who knows the truth, one who has realized the truth. And by His mercy, by His instructions, one can follow the perfect path which has been clean and open up for us to follow. So, by your initiative, you'll come here to hear from a perfect master. We are still endeavoring, even though we're wearing clothes that may say something spiritual. Actually, we are also endeavoring to please our Guru. And if He's pleased, then if you please Guru, if you please your spiritual master, then automatically Krishna is pleased. So therefore, all our endeavors, all of our worship should be first place of the Lord's feet, the self-realized perfect master. And then everything will be all right. Why will we overcome? We'll be happy, blissful, and Krishna conscious.
After that, can you? He has given an example of a sarvajna. That
So, in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Shiksha, it has already been described, Sambandha Tattva. What is our relationship with Krishna? Who is Krishna? Who is the Jiva? And what is Maya? So now we're coming to Abhideya Tattva. It is not enough to understand by knowledge alone who we are and who is Krishna. We have to also understand the process. Abhideya means the process to attain our prayojan, our goal, which is Krishna praying. So in this connection, there's a story which is described. There was once an astrologer named Sarvajna, and he came to the house of a very poor Brahmin. And that poor man was lamenting. And he said, "Oh, my dear friend, why are you lamenting? what is the problem? He said, I know, because I'm an expert astrologer, that your father has left you a very great wealth. But this wealth, you don't know where it is. I know, and I can help you discover that. So therefore, give up your lamentation and hear from me. So he described the story that once, he was saying that in his house, if he was to go and dig on the south side of his house, he can dig, there may be a treasure, it is buried in the house, but if he digs on the south side of the house, he can dig very deep, very hard, and while he's searching for the treasure, so many bumblebees and wasps are coming and stinging him. And with all his endeavor, he cannot uncover the wealth in that spot. In the same way, if he digs on the western side of the house, then there are many ghosts there that will come and disturb him. And he can dig and endeavor very hard, very deep, but still, he will not find the treasure there. If he goes to the north side of his house, there's a big black snake that will devour him. And he can also endeavor very much there, and he will not find the treasure.
What are they?
So these three directions symbolize the southern side, the wasps and bees, are symbolic of the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. How a person can endeavor for fruitive activity through so many pious activities, through so much hard work in this life to attain happiness. But he'll be frustrated. He cannot attain the supreme goal of life through karma. And on the western side, those ghosts represent Jnana Kanda section, which means that the impersonalists, they endeavor very hard, they give up all types of sense gratification except renunciation, and through their endeavors of their mind, without the mercy of Guru and Krishna, they cannot come to the platform of pure devotion and happiness. So they are also frustrated. So this is...
And then west?
North.
And the north side? This snake is compared to material opulences and mystic yogic perfections.
Yoga. First karma, then second jnana, third yoga, and others.
Then he said, if you go to the east side of the house, you can dig there very simply, without too much labor, and there you will find your father's treasure.
What is that wealth?
And that wealth is the path of bhakti. The wealth is Krishna praying.
Path of bhakti.
But the path is bhakti.
You will serve Krishna, who is very beautiful. All transcendental qualities are there in him. And he is playing in Braj with Brajavasis and gopis. Oh, this we will see. And in the end, you will have the service of Radha Krishna conjugal in the guidance of Rukmanjari. This is the thing. So, what is conclusion?
The conclusion is that we should give up all other processes for self-realization. And, as given in so many verses, sarvapadi vinir muktam tat paratkena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir.
It means that bhakti is superior way to have the service of such Krishna. This. And what is the proof? What is the proof of this? Bhakti is best way for serving Krishna. What are the proofs? Na sadhyati mang yogo and others.
Guruve Gaurachandra Radhika Tadale Krishna Krishna Vata Tadavata Namo. So this analogy told by Sri Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami means Saravagya means the Guru. Saravagya also means Chaitanya Guru, the Supreme Lord within the heart. Because Mahaprabhu described you, Sanatana Goswami, Maya Mukta Jeev Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. The conditioned soul cannot get knowledge by his own efforts because he is captured by Maya. Therefore, Jiva, Krishna has given mercy to the Jivas by compiling the Vedic Shastras through the form of Vyasadev. So what is the proof that bhakti is the ultimate attainment? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you dig a little bit in the eastern side, the heart, there you'll find the wealth of Prema Bhakti. Then we want to know what is Praman, what is evidence, then how we understand. Then Sujiva Goswami has described 10 types of Praman. 9 he has rejected for various reasons. Like Pratyaksha Praman. Means I'm trying to understand something by the activities of my own senses. But senses are limited and material, therefore it cannot achieve everything. One may choose Anuman Praman, logic by inference. For example, where there's smoke, there's fire, but this is not always true. Maybe someone threw a bucket of water on the fire, there's still smoke, but there's no fire. Therefore, some above Praman. For example, I can't see something, therefore it's not there, but maybe it's under the table, or maybe I didn't see properly. Sometimes we look for our glasses, but they're on our nose. Abhav Praman, or I could not see it, therefore it's not there, maybe it's there, you could not see. Therefore, Indian Praman, oh, where's the pizza shop? Over there, maybe the guy doesn't know, but it's over there. There are all these 9 types of Praman that our acharyas have described. In all this, there is some type of fault, some lacking. Therefore, the real Praman is Shastra Praman or Sapta Praman. Because as the Supreme Lord is perfect, free from defect, he has complete sensual perception, he is free from illusion, he never makes mistakes, he never cheats anyone. Because the Supreme Lord is free from these 4 defects, Brahma, Pramad, Vipralipsa, Karanapata, therefore his statements in the form of Veda Shastra, these 4 mistakes are not present. Then we want to understand what is the ultimate Praman, then we have to go to the Vedic scriptures. Because that is the only way to understand what is the ultimate goal of life and the means to achieve it. There in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna has discussed 3 types of yoga. Also in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna describes the same thing. For the elevation of the souls, Krishna has prescribed the process of karma, the process of jnana, and ultimately the process of bhakti. But in the end, karma has been refuted as being for the less intelligent. Sri Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Lakwa Puna Avitara Arjuna. By the process of karma, one hopes to elevate oneself to the higher heavenly planets. But even if you reach the topmost position of Brahmalok, Puna Avitara Arjuna, one will also fall from there back to the cycle of birth and death. There, after thousands of lifetimes of performing karma, then one may develop the intelligence to give it up and adopt the process of jnana. Sri Rupa Goswami has also said in Upadesha Amrita, Kamyavyo Parato Hari Priyataya Yato Yukta Jnanas Tevyo Jnana Mukta Parama Pranayika Nishtaskata. Sri Jiva Goswami has given the same thing. Out of millions of ordinary karmis, then one may become elevated by the process of jnana and reject temporary material attainment for the process of liberation. But then after millions of lifetimes of endeavoring for liberation, then one may get the association of pure devotion, of pure devotee, and reject the path even of the ultimate attainment of liberation, and achieve and endeavor for bhakti. There were so many places Sri Krishna has described that he is only achieved by bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Bhakti Mahama Vajanati Yava Yasma Svatapadaha, O Arjuna, I am only achieved by devotion. In 11th canto of Bhagavatam, he said, Nasavyati namam yoga nasamkyam nadamu devas nasvadeyas nantapaskatyago yatir bhakti namam jitaha. O Buddha, nasavyas, I am not achieved simply by reading the Vedic Shastras. Nasavyati namam yoga. I am not controlled simply by mundane mechanical process of yoga. He is not controlled by Sankhya Yoga, a metaphysical understanding of the difference between matter and spirit. He is not controlled by mundane dharma or religiosity. He is not controlled by meditation, but Yatir Bhakti Mamojita, I'm only completely controlled by bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. Dharma, Atta, Karma, Yoga, Nahi Krishna Vas, Krishna Vas, Hituika, Prene Bhakti Das. Krishna is never controlled by Dharma, Atta, Karma, Yoga, Reiki, or anything else. Raw food diets. He is only controlled by Prem Bhakti Ras, by the spirit of pure devotion.
Bhakti Revainang Nayati, Bhakti Baso Purusha.
Therefore, especially Madhvacharya and the Bhakti Narada Sutra has described Bhakti Eva Purusha, the Supreme Purush, he is controlled only by Bhakti. Therefore, Puman Labdi Bhavato. When the Jiva achieved that devotion, then he achieves automatically all type of happiness. He also achieves the Supreme Lord. What are the verses of it?
Bhakti
Amara
Vijanati.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Bhakti Eka Graha, Krishna says in Bhagavatam, I'm only achieved by pure devotion. Why? Because all the other processes are material. And Sri Krishna cannot be captured by something which is material. Therefore, Bhakti, as Krishna is Satchidananda, as he is free from the three modes of nature, then that devotion which is directed to him is also free from the three modes of nature. Sri Krishna describes in Gita, after I'm liberated, one will come become free from
Bahunam
Janmanam. Krishna describes after many, many births, one achieves pure devotion and come to me. Samasaveshu Bhutisu Mabhaktim Bhavate Param. One becomes free from all type of hankering and lamentation. That means after he achieves liberation, then he may achieve devotion to me. May achieve means if he gets the association of pure devotion. The point being is all these other processes, karma, jnana, yoga, dharma, tapasya, giving of charity, performing of meditation, independently meditating, performing acts of Hatha Yoga like pranam, etc. These are all material processes. And the Supreme Lord, he can never be captured by a material process. Like we're hearing this morning, how Maya Sora managed to bind Krishna. Because Sri Krishna is completely transcendental, he cannot be bound by a material process. So as the Supreme Lord is transcendental, his personal energy in the form of Bhakti Devi is also not a material thing. Otherwise, how it could bind Krishna? Then the conclusion is, our ultimate goal, our process of Arideya is only bhakti and nothing else. And that bhakti, when it's performed in a pure manner, it offers the fruit of pure devotion or prema bhakti.
Thank you. Can you bolo? Krishna Rashwarup Badanti Tattva Vidas Tattam and by other things. Krishna form is superior than anyone. Krishna has so many kinds of swarup. Ram, Nishing, Kalki and others, and 24 avatar and others, but Krishna is superior, and how he is superior.
जैनांजन सलाकया चक्षुरुन मिलितमेना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Pad, Astrodha Sarasimad Bhakti Vedanta Slav, Bhavan Vasthai Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Paribhajaka Chavya Varja, Astrodha Sarasimad Bhakti Vedanta Slav, Narayan Vasthai Maharaj. I pay my obeisances, lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nittalila Krishna Vishnu Pad, Sila Bhakti Pradhan Kesar Vasthai Maharaj, and Nittalila Krishna Vishnu Pad, Sila Bhaktan Sami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by Siddhanti Sannyasis. So we have heard from Srila Gurudev and other Vaishnavas that who am I and why the torments tortured me, and we don't know what is lead to ultimate goal. In this sequence, the dialogue between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami Pad is going on. Although Sanatana Goswami Pad is asking this question and Srimad Mahaprabhu replied, the main fact is that Mahaprabhu is inspiring Sanatana Goswami to ask this question for the benefit of the whole world. Just you have heard so many discussions from different speakers. Sri Rupa ordered me that who is Krishna, what is the Sarup of Krishna? It mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami that Ardhagyan Tattva Prajit Gajendra Nandam Krishna Sarup Vichar Suna Sanatan Ardhagyan Tattva Prajit Gajendra Nandam. Srimad Mahaprabhu now describing the Sarup of Krishna to Sanatana Goswami Pad, not only for him, for the whole world, indicating him. Just like Lord Krishna giving so many nice advices to Arjun for the whole world, in the same way Mahaprabhu is instructing to Sanatana Goswami for the whole world. Krishna Sarup Vichar Suna Sanatan. O Sanatan, listen the Sarup of Krishna. Who is he? Ardhagyan Tattva Praje Brajendra Nandan is Ardhagyan Tattva and he is Brajendra Nandan. So for that, Mahaprabhu has before told that Sarvatra Praman Dive Puran Vachane, whatever you speak, you have to quote it from scriptures. For this, there is proof in Srimad Bhagavatam with a spotless proof, spotless evidence. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yaj gyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. Ardhagyan, what is Ardhagyan? Non-dual supreme truth. Although so many substances are here in this world, why it called Ardhagyan? And in Ardhagyan it mentioned three features: Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. But why it mentioned that Brajendranandan is Ardhagyan Paratattva? Because everybody's existence depends on Krishna's existence. There are no separate or independent existence. So Krishna is non-dual supreme truth. Badanti, who told this? Badanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam. Who realized the Tattva? Tattva means Krishna. Who realized Krishna and his pastime since name, his form, his quality and pastimes, they are tattvavid. Badanti tattvavidas tattvam yaj gyanam adyayam. This is Ardhagyan. It has three features: Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahma, this is worshipped by Gyanis. Just like given, and Paramatma worshipped by Yogi and Bhagavan worshipped by devotees. Give an example to make us understand this point very clear. Just like if there is any mountain, from here you could not see, it seems that is cloud. It seems, oh, this is cloud. If you go a little further, then it seems mountain. When you go close to the mountain, you can see there are some animals, so many trees, grasses, etc., etc. In the same way, the Brahma is the effulgence of Bhagavan. The Gyanis, they could not see anything else, only the effulgence of God. So it's called Brahma. And Paramatma, and in Brahma there is no mercy at all. If there is no person, how can there be no mercy? And Paramatma is living, for all living entities, inside the heart of all living entities, as a witness, and worshipped by yogis. And Bhagavan, he has all qualities, all good qualities, and his nice form, everything is there. So it is worshipped by devotees. So Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdate. This Ardhagyan Paratattva is Sadat, Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Vedrahit. That means in Ardhagyan Paratattva there is no difference about Sadat, Sajatiya and Vijatiya. So I try to explain what sagat. Sagat means saw means own. Gat means what is inside. That means all incarnation of God, like Lord Ram, Nrisimha, Vaman and others, and Krishna, there is no difference theoretically. Although there is vast difference according to the scripture, but according to theory, there is no difference among themselves. All are Vishnu Tattva. That means they have no sagat bhed, no difference among themselves. Sajatiya. Sajatiya means who is his own.
You have told. Then.
No, sorry. Sagat means, so means own, God means inside him. That means inside him means in his limbs there is no difference. It calls Sagat. Like Angani Jasa Sakalendriya Vitti Manti, Paswanti Panti Kalanti Chiran Jaranti. He can do any work by any senses. We can see by eyes, we can eat by mouth, we can listen, hear by ear. But Bhagavan can eat by eyes, can walk by eyes, by any sense can do any work of any other senses. Only it is possible for Bhagavan, so it is called Sagat Bhedrahit. As for example, when the king Bhadraprataprudra invaded South India and he brought from there Sachi Gopal and Bhanda Ganesh and Ratna Singhasan, and he kept Sachi Gopal in the temple of Jagannath Dev. After few days, Jagannath Dev came in dream and told, "Oh king, so many days I am being Nirjala Ekadasi, like we did yesterday. So, Narayan, how come? Every day we are offering so many bhogas for you. But from where are you being the Sachi Gopal? When I come down from Singhasan before that eating everything, means he had by eyes eating everything. So I separate step for him." So then king made separate step for Sachi Gopal close to Jagannath Puri. So Sagat Bhedya, Sagat Bhedrahit. Sajatiya. Sajatiya means who is own, like all expansion of Krishna, like Lord Ram, Nrisimha and Bhagavan, etc. They have no difference among themselves or are Vishnu Tattva. And Vijatiya Bhedrahit means who is not his own. That means not Vishnu Tattva, like Jiva and Jarjagat. All, there is no difference with Krishna. How come? Because their entity depends on Krishna's entity. So it mentions Vijatiya Bhedrahit. So by this way he is explaining the Krishna Sarup. Then Mahaprabhu told, Yasya Prabha Pahoto Jagadanda Koti Katisya Sesha Vasudhani Vibhuti Bhinnam Tatrahma Nishkalamananta Sesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Yasya Prabha Pahoto Jagadanda Koti. By whose effulgence all the Brahmanda can illuminate. Katisya Sesha Vasudhani Bhinnam Tat Brahma Nishkalam Asesha Bhutam. And Brahma is the effulgence of eternal. And I pray the lotus feet of Govinda.
Krishna main amadehi tvam.
Ishara Parama Krishna. Then he told Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vibraha, Anadi Raji Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishara Parama Krishna. As described as before, there are different incarnations. There is Yugavatar, Manantaravatar, Saptadesh avatar, Lila avatar, so many avatars, incarnations are there. After this told, Ete chamsa kala punso, Krishna stu Bhagavan sayam, Indrari vyakulam lokam, marayanti juge juge. Ete chamsa, which Sradhartha is telling, which I have described as before, Lila avatar, Manantaravatar, Guna avatar, Saptadesh avatar, all these chants, so, Amsa Kala, some are part of Krishna, some are part of Krishna Kala. And Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. So, it mentioned in Brahma Sangita, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Raji Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishara Parama Krishna, who is all of God, which described as before, the all expansion, but who is Krishna? Param Ishvara Param Krishna is Param Ishvara. The Param Ishvara only apply for Krishna, not for other expansion. Lord, not even it Paravastharu, Lord Ram or Lord Nisimha. Ishvara Param Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha is embodiment of Sat, Chit and Ananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda means Sambhit, Sandini, Nardini, embodiment of all this in Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. And who is he? Anadir Adi Govinda. Everything has some beginning, but for Krishna is Anadi, he has no beginning at all. And Sarva Karana Karanam, which you have seen, everything depends on cause and action theory. Which you have seen cause, action, some cause behind this. But for Krishna, it is beyond cause and action theory. So, Sarva Karana Karanam, because of all causes, and beyond cause and action theory. By this way,
Krishnam enam adehi tvam, atava bahunaitena
kim. Atava bahunaitena kim. Dana tava juna, vishtapa vidam krishna ekamsana stito jagat. By this explaining more and more, we shall listen from Srila Gurudeva Bhattacharya. Hare Krishna. Pancha atava tatu bhakti atima sikru bhagavata. Kavitanam kavadi bhagavata.
One song. Bharat Jabipine. Oh, I will go to.
Gurudev is coming back in just a couple of minutes. Everyone, please stay seated for the kirtan.
Bhuvanaspati Lata
Krishna Swarup. They are moving in the all Brahman, like Alak Chakra. Utana Bodhadi Jato Lila Pane, Pane, Sor Lila Nitya. And they are moving from one Brahman to another. It has been told.
Yeah.
379. And after that,
179. 179.
No, no. 379. 379. And then Krishna did Jato Lila, Sarvottam Nara Lila. Thus we see that though Brahma and Paramatma is the manifestation of Krishna, not
different
from Krishna, their satta also depends on
Krishna's existence.
So Krishna, Bhagavan is superior, but Narayan is Bhagavan, Ram is Bhagavan, Nrisingh is Bhagavan, but their ansa and kala, aramadi murtesu kala niyamena tishtan
paroponeshu
kintu samanijo govindamadi purushamantam. Ram, Nrisingh and others are, some are ansa, some are kala, and some are kala of Krishna. Anyone has no independence,
existence.
Mandi Krishna. In them, Prajendranandan Shamsundar is Advaya Gyan Paratattva. He has four more qualities than anyone. And what that is? Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Guna Madhuri and Parikar Madhuri. Parikar?
Lila
Madhuri. These four things are not, cannot be found in Ram, Nisingha, Kalki. They cannot do Ras, they cannot do all these things. So, Krishna is superior. But you should know also, the, all the pastimes of Krishna, which he did, are nitya. Anyhow, they are
eternal,
and they are moving in this whole Brahmanda. Like
roadshow.
Oh, you should.
So in this conversation where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing to Srila Sanatana Goswami about the supremacy of the eternal transcendental form of Krishna, Krishna Swarup, his own eternal form. And from that eternal form, his original personal form called Swayam Rup, there are also many other types of expansions of his own self, like Tadekatma Rup, Vaibhav, Prakash, and various empowered incarnations. And these Avesha, these incarnations are innumerable, just like the waves of the ocean, which is ever coming, these unlimited waves never stop. Similarly, within this universe and within all the material universes which are unlimited in number, Sri Krishna has expanded himself in unlimited forms, transcendental forms within this universe. And within the eternal spiritual world, Krishna's original forms are there populating every single planet of the spiritual sky. So this knowledge of Krishna Swarupa, it manifests in the form of understanding all the different expansions and incarnations of Krishna. But the original form of Krishna, which is called Swayam Rupa, this is the Amshi. That means that all incarnations are expansions of Him, and He is the original form of all incarnations. So that very form appears by His causeless unlimited mercy within these Brahmandas, these material universes. And when Krishna comes within this universe, He causes His transcendental spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, to manifest also on the material plane within this world. And in that Goloka Vrindavan, His eternal associates also descend here onto this planet. His father, His mother, His cowherd friends, His cows, and Jamuna River, transcendental Giriraj Govardhan. Like tomorrow, we will be celebrating Govardhan Anakut Festival under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev, who has also manifested that Vrindavan here in New Braja, and that very Giriraj Govardhan just here to here. So that original place of Goloka Vrindavan Dham manifests by Krishna's unlimited potency. His internal Swarup Shakti potency manifests His eternal Dham on the material plane. And there, Krishna sports for 125 years. He stays on this planet. And he manifests His pastimes in three different ages. First of all, Balya Lila, as He is manifesting as a very beautiful young boy, the son of Mother Yashoda, and He is stealing butter and yogurt, engaging in so many pastimes. Then after that, He comes into the Pauganga age,
He begins to herd the calves, then the cows, and going through the forest and playing so many leelas and pastimes, and coming into Kishore age, where he becomes teenager and engages in all of his unlimited pastimes, like Ras Leela, Maharas, and so many others. These pastimes are going on eternally. They are never coming to an end. When Krishna manifests his pastimes here, as he did 5,000 years ago on this very planet, and he manifested in the land of Bharatvarsha, now known as India, that very Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and for 125 years, he stayed in that region. In the beginning, he was in Vrindavan, engaging in his pastimes. Then, at the age of 11 and a half, he went to Mathura. And there, he became a king. And after that, he went to Dwarka, married 16,108 queens, and performed so many superhuman activities, and conquering so many kings and demons. And in this way, in 125 years, Krishna stayed on this planet and completely flooded the whole world with transcendental prema. So, when Krishna wound up his pastimes here, does that mean that they were no longer here within this material universes? No. They are eternally going on in the material universes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives an example of the movements of the sun planet. Just as when the sun planet is rising here and going through its cycle of 8 different time divisions, going through the day and then the night. So when we see the sun rising here, in another place, it is nighttime. And when it is nighttime here, in another part of our planet, they are seeing the same sun, no different sun. In the same way, Sri Krishna, he travels with his eternal associates, with his divine eternal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, and when his activities are unmanifested here, they immediately again begin in another universe, where again he performs his birth pastimes, Janma Leela. And like this, he goes through all of his activities, performing them again. So constantly within the material universes, Krishna's transcendental display of his pastimes is going on. Just like the flow of the Ganges River. The Ganga is always constantly flowing, the transcendental Ganga. And in the same way, the Ganga of Krishna's transcendental pastimes are constantly flowing. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enlightened Sri Sanatana Goswami with all the knowledge of Krishna's transcendental forms and his pastimes. So this knowledge of Krishna Swarupa, he concludes that if anyone hears these transcendental narrations, then definitely they will become attracted to serving and surrendering to Sri Krishna, and they will attain Krishna prema. So we are very fortunate that we are hearing this Sanatana Siksha, these wonderful instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own lotus mouth to Sri Sanatana Goswami, under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev, and that we are being enlightened in Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prema Tattva, and all these subject matters that we will hear for in the coming few days.
Also, Hari Purna, Tama Purna Tara Purna.
Oh, yes. So, Krishna has what is called like almost like a relative existence, in the sense that his existence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he manifests in Dwarka, it is complete. It is called Purna.
Purnatama. In Braja Purnatam.
Yeah, I'm talking Dwarka. Purna.
Purna. Purna.
So, when Krishna manifests in Dwarka, his leelas there, they're called Purna, because they're actually complete manifestation of the Supreme Lord. But yet, it is not as much complete as it is in Mathura. There it is called Purnatama, Purnatara, Purnatara, which means more complete. Why more complete? Because of the manifestation of rasa. Rasa, from the deliberation of rasa, it is superior there. Because of the moods of his associates, the Mathura Vasis, and the Mathura Ramanis, and so forth. And there, Krishna's pastimes
exhibit more completeness in terms of his display of ras and tasting of prem. But when Krishna exhibits his eternal form as Brajendra Nandan, Shyam Sundar, Yasoda Nanda, Radha Kanta, and Gopijana Vallabha, when he is in Braja Vrindavan, he is called Purnatama, most complete. Because only there, as Srila Gurudev told,
where he is Purna and where he is Purnata.
Where he is Purna? Is Varga, Purnatara,
no.
Is in Mathura.
In Vaikuntha Dham he is Purna, and in Puri Dwaya, Mathura and Dwarka, he is Purnatar. So, God Pramanande. Very good, thank you, very good, very good. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to tell how Krishna is beautiful. What are his qualities? In Braja, what doing? So, prem prayojan. Krishna re jate ka khela. Sarvottam manara lila. You can take the book.
Next chapter or same chapter?
Next chapter. 101.
Gurudev, you're not going to speak anything?
Prem Bivar.
You should
speak something also. Prem
Bivar. I will do. In brief, you should tell. Om Jnana Timarandhasa Jnanangana Salakya Chakshurangratam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. After my certain manner has pronounced thousands of times the Lord's feet of Asmadita Murad and Guru Padma, Om Shumpar, Eshkodra, Sisma, Rupani Vitaryavari, Bhaktivedanta, Narayan, Goswami Maharaj. After my pronoun to my Sivupada Gaudiya Guru, Varga, and to all the seven of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to describe to Srila Sanatana Goswami the opulence of Sri Krishna, how powerful he is, how he has more opulence than any other incarnation. We know that when Lord Brahma, he came to Vrindavan, he wanted to see more interesting pastimes of Sri Krishna. So he stole away the boys and the calves, or he thought that he stole them away. But actually, he just came under the influence of Sri Krishna's Maya. He never really stole the boys. They were still there on the bank of the Jamuna. But at the same time, Sri Krishna performed a pastime of looking, where are my friends? Where are my friends? And he thought, what can I do? How can I return home without the boys and the cows? My mother will be upset. So he manifested all the forms of all the boys, exactly their shapes, their cloth, their sticks, their bugles, their flutes, everything, and all the cows, and played for 1 year. After, in the meantime, Lord Brahma, he went to Brahmalok, but when he got there, he was locked out. Knocked on the door. Let me in, let me in. And the doorman came and said, get out of here. And he said, what happened? See, Krishna had manifested a form of Lord Brahma, sat on his throne, told the servants, an imposter will come impersonating me. When he comes, throw him out. So then Lord Brahma, he said, oh, I made a mistake. And he came back down to Vrindavan. And he saw all the boys are there, all the calves are there, everything is as it is, as it was. He said, but I put the boys and calves in a cave. So he looked in the cave and they were all there sleeping. And he thought, what's going on? Is he moving the boys and calves around? So with two heads, he looked on the bank of the Jamuna, and with two heads he looked in the cave and saw that there were two sets of boys and two sets of calves. Then suddenly, all the boys who were playing with Krishna, they manifested four-handed Vishnu forms. And every single form actually had Kasturbamani and the mark of Shiva, which means that they weren't residents of Vaikuntha, they were actually the Supreme Lord Himself, manifested hundreds of times. And Lord Brahma, He saw earth, water, fire, air, ether, all the elements personified were praying. All living entities from the demigods at the top of the universe to small blades of grass were glorifying Krishna and doing kirtan. And when Lord Brahma looked at this, he became overwhelmed by the immense opulence of Sri Krishna. So he said, Jananta eva janantu. There are some people who say that they know about God, but as far as I'm concerned, I will remain silent. Because His form, His qualities, His pastimes, all of these things are beyond the reach and understanding of my body, mind and words. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we told Sanatana Goswami, Eimata anyatra nahi shune adbhut. There is no comparison to the astonishing opulence of Sri Krishna. And by hearing it, chitta mala hoya dhut, the dirt within the heart, becomes all washed away. So see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught a verse to Sanatana Goswami. He said, Swayam tvasamya disayastraya disha samraja lakshmapta samasta kama balim hardis tira lokapala kiritikodita paradita. It means that the Supreme Lord is the Sri Krishna. He is the Asamvardhana Tattva. No one is equal to Him, no one is greater than Him. All of His desires are fulfilled by His own internal potency. And all of the rulers of the universe, millions of Brahmas, millions of Shivas, millions of Indras, they come and they fall at His feet. And when their crowns, the jewels on the tips of their crowns, touch the ground at His feet, they seem to sing the hymns of the Vedas and glorify Him. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered this verse, describing the unlimited, endless ocean of Sri Krishna's opulences, within the ocean of that opulences, the madhurya, the sweetness of Krishna, began to awaken within the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami, Gopa Vesha Venukara Navakishwara Natavara, the original form of the Supreme Lord, He is in Gopa Vesh, dressed like a coward boy. Venukara, He holds a flute. Navakishwara, He's eternally teenager, adolescent. And Natavara, He decorates Himself like a dancing actor upon a stage. Mahaprabhu explained that this very sweet and human-like pastime, that is called Naravat Leela, human-like pastimes, are the highest pastimes of all the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in this verse, Swayam tasamyatishyas trayadisha, trayadisha. Sri Krishna is being called the Lord of Three. So what does it mean, the Lord of Three? So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Samanya Artha, the general meaning, the Lord of Three, means that Krishna is the Lord and origin of three Purusha avatars, Vavaradakshaya Vishnu, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, and Kiradakshaya Vishnu. He said this is Samanya Artha, the general meaning. But then he said, there is Madhya Artha, a middle level of understanding. That is the Lord of Three means Devi Mahesha Haridama Shuteshu Teshu Goloka Namni Nija Damni Talecha Tasya. That there is a place called Goloka Vrindavan. That is the highest Dham. And Krishna, He is the Lord of Devi Dham, the material world, Mahesh Dham, Vaikuntha Dham. Then Mahaprabhu said, but that is Gurartha. There is a very confidential meaning to this Trayadisha, the Lord of Three. He said that in the highest planet, the Lok, there are different pakos, different dimensions. There is, in that Golok planet, the Leela of Dwarka, that is one, the Leela of Mathura, that is two, and then in the innermost region of the Golok planet, there is the Leela of Brajagokul. In Brajagokul, that is, that Braj, Gokul is also known as Goloka Stita Vrindavan. There, the highest pastimes take place. Therefore we say, Jaya Jaya Jwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sarav. Parakiya Bhavai Jaya Brajaya Braja. In that Braja, there is Parakiya Bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we began to explain to Sanatana Goswami that in Vrindavan, when Sri Krishna plays upon His flute, then the sound of his flute goes through the air. And it's just like a bird. Sometimes a bird flies through the air and makes a nest in a tree. So the sound of Sri Krishna's flute flies through the air and makes a nest in the ears of the gopis. So that they become obsessed with it. Day and night, 24 hours a day, they can do nothing but remember the sound of Sri Krishna's flute. It drags them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. It causes the knots in their clothing to become loose. And they become mad with love of Krishna. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking all these confidential things to Sanatana Goswami, he said, actually, I never intended to say these things to you. It was by the mercy of Sri Krishna. Because when he began to explain the opulence of Krishna, according to the verse, Swayam Pasamyati Shayatra Adisha, as he described the vast opulence, then the sweetness awakened in his heart. And Mahaprabhu, he began to drift off into relishing the beauty of Sri Krishna's flute playing and the love of Braja Gopis. So he said, I never meant to say this, but anyway, Krishna has been merciful to you and he inspired me to speak these things. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed the unlimited mercy of Braja playing upon Srila Sanatana Goswami and through him upon the whole world.
Oh, thank you. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remember, oh, how beautiful Krishna was, how sweet his qualities were. And then he remembered one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Atata Yad Bhaman Anhikananam Truti Yugayate Nam Vichinatam Kutilakuntalam Simukhanchate Jada Udikshata Pakshakritrisham. Oh, Krishna is how beautiful, how lovely. Atajad Bhavan. When he, Krishna, in the morning going to cowherd, and when in the evening he is returning, with thousands and thousands cows and thousands and thousands gwal bal sakha. Oh, he's playing on flute. And at once gopis coming out of their houses, nirgamya tarunam avala pathi bhunra punya, and they began to do arati of Krishna. Arati Krishna, understand?
Yes, Guru.
By what thing? By their eyes, lovely eyes. And Krishna what did? Oh, by his eyes, oh, he accepted that arati. Atati jad bhaman anhikananam truti yugayati. And then gopi sees, oh, how beautiful this. Why Brahma has made this?
Only two eyes.
Only two eyes and with
eyelid.
Yes.
And eyelid always blinking.
He is not qualified.
Being a creator.
He had given only two eyes and also this. And this, always coming down, coming down. So he is foolish. If I am Brahma.
Chakrasar told you, Brahma, you can die, I will be Brahma and I can show you how to create.
Oh. So, if I am Brahma, then I will make no palak, nothing.
No eyelid.
And not only two eyes.
Whole body, eyes and eyes.
So, he is telling. Also, Venum Quarantamar Bindadalayataksham Barahavatansam Asitam Budasundaram Narpakoti Kamani Abhishesha Sobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajam. Venum Quarantam Arbindadalayataksham, lotus petal. Or something.
Eyes.
Reddish. and looking how crooked eyes, not
straight.
Straight. Something he wants to see a special. And what is, you can imagine. Venu Kwanantam Arabind Dalaya Taksham Barahavatansam. Barahavatansam. Very beautiful peacock feathers. But not straight.
Leaning towards left.
Where? In left.
Left.
Why left?
Radhika.
Radhika. That's more Pankh wants to touch the feet of
Radhika.
Radhika. Or Krishna wants to touch the feet of Radhika by that
peacock feather.
Parahavatansam asitangada sundarangam kaldarpa koti kamaniya vishesh shobham govindamadipush. So this Brajendra Dandan Shyam Sundar, if he is with gopis, then he is so beautiful. And more than that, after this is Alola Chandra Banamalya Banshi Vilasam Shyamam Trimanganam Chandiyatam Prakasham Govindamali Purusham. Alola Chandra Lasat Banamalya Bansi. Oh, smiling, seeing crooked, searching anything, playing on foot, what? Radhe, Radhe, in clinging word, that all gopis are understanding that he is calling me, he, Lalita, me, Chandra,
Vishakha,
Chandra, and all are thinking that Krishna is calling only me and only me. And thus they...
More.
So how beautiful he is. And in the end, also Brahma told, no vidhate abrapapuse taditam varaya gunjavatansa paripachal sanmukhaya vannasraje kavalabetra vishanabenu lakshmasye midupade pasupangajaya. Oh, this pasupangajaya, this boy coming from the womb of mother Yashoda, how beautiful, how beautiful. Brahma is praying after he saw the glory of Krishna and praying. I am doing pranam to him. Namidhyate abhrabapuse. Oh, like new cloud.
Fresh cloud.
Full of water as if
rain immediate.
Raining in there. So, like Shyamaranga, not black. Not black. Shyamal Rang. Shyamal? Shyamal Rang. Namidhyate abhrabapuse taridambaraya. And in the clouds sometimes
lightning.
Lighting coming. But
for moment.
No moment. And here Krishna has taken all.
Pitambar.
More than that. Very beautiful. Dazzling. And with thousand and thousands cough and cowherd boys, he is doing gocharan.
Cowherding.
Lakshma Sriye. So many
auspicious
marks, 19 marks. Braj, Ankush, Dhaja, and so many things. And in the end, gopis. In Gopi Guit. What? Gopis. In Gopi Guit, Sukhdev Goswami has Baraha Pira Natavara Bapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhratabhasam kanaka kapisam vaijayanti chamalam randhan venu radharasudhaya purayan gopa brindai vindaran sapadaramana prabhisatam. How beautiful, how beautiful. Why he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became in fan telling all these things. He remembered, I'm very beautiful, but Radhika is thousand and thousand and thousand
millions
times
and
more,
millions and millions. More beautiful.
Beautiful than me. Whole world sees me and they. They receive happiness and so many things. But when I see Radhika, my eyes becomes very cool, very cool. My eyes always searches what? Where is Radhika? Whether he is in Govardhan, where is in Radhakund? Oh, he goes to Radhakund. And he sees there, he sees nothing. Then where? Oh, he maybe Nandgaon or any other place. So, searching everywhere Radhika, and he becomes mad. Then he thinks, oh, if deeply, very deeply we will think, I see there is something in me that Radhika becomes mad to see me. What is that? What is that? And then Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Va Naiva Va. I'm so beautiful that Radha has so high class of Pranaya. Man Pranaya Rag Anurag Bhav Mahabhav Madanak Bhav. Oh, she has. So how beautiful I am. And what Radhika, why he is so mad? Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrisho Va Nyaiva Va Sardo. How he tests, enjoys. And after enjoying, what kind of happiness comes? I must be Radhika, taking the mode of Radhika. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna came in the form of
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What? Why? To realize, how beautiful myself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling, he became very, very passionate. He has told in the end, Kama Gayatri Mantra Sarup. This Kam Gayatri is Krishna himself. You should know. Gopal Mantra, Krishna Mantra is Krishna also. And it gives the process that Krishna is my most beloved. As his beloved of all the gopis, my also. To you or also. Always think like this. But how to have this love when these things, then Kama Gayatri will have to chant. Don't neglect. And in what way he is telling? Kama Gayatri Mantra Hai Krishna Rasvaru. The beauty, what? Sarup?
Form.
Transcendental form is Kama Gayatri. We have 24 and half
syllables.
The Krishna also. Je akhar chandra hai, Krishna kari udai, ti jagat kaila dhanna. Krishna chandra.
Moon.
Like moon. So Krishna 24 and a half angs are like moon. Oh, this is moon.
Nails.
Oh,
toenails.
Toenails.
Toe.
There are ten. 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 Ten.
Twenty.
Twenty. And?
Two cheeks.
He will tell. Shakhi hai Krishna Mukha Dvija Raj Chandra.
Dvija Raj Raj.
Dvija. Dvija means moon. How? Ashtami Chandra. Because he came in Ashtami. Oh, like this. Very beautiful.
Half moon.
Mm. Krishna Bapu Singhasan. Oh, this is like throne. His body.
Mm.
And on that, oh, Krishna, all these things are sitting. Dui Ganda. So this is.
Dui Ganda Suchikanda.
Krishna Mukh. This is one.
Moon.
One. And Dui Ganda.
Six.
These are two. Then it becomes three. Asai Dui Purna Chandra Jani. They are Purna Chandra.
Complete.
Full moon. Lalate Astami Bindu. This lalat.
Forehead.
Covered by?
Hair.
Hair. This is Ashtami Chandra. And this is?
Half.
Tahate Chandan Bindu.
Tahate Chandan Bindu Sev Ek Purna Chandramani. Kling. Mane, he is telling. Ka La E Anuswar. Also this is one Chandra. And Karanakha. Then how much?
24 and half.
What? Mukha Chandra?
The
one, two, three,
his mouth.
Four and
half.
Chandra Bindu.
Chandra Bindu.
These are four. And Karanak or Padanakha, 20. Then how much became?
24 and half.
But what in this? Kling, ka, ma, de, va, ya, vid, ba, he,
puspa, ba, na,
ya, dhi, mahi. Who is half letter?
Half syllable.
Half syllable.
What? Who?
Aya.
Aya.
Ya.
You know?
Aya.
Ya.
Ya.
Pancham Akshar. Which is Pancham Akshar? Kling. Ka, ma, de, va, ya. After, this is half. And this is lalate, lalat Chandra Bindu.
Lalate, no, Ashtami Hindu.
Ashtami Hindu. So, if you will chant, remember with full Shraddha.
Complete faith.
Faith. Then Krishna will come in your heart. Surely. So don't neglect what Guru Dev has given mantra from Brahma Gayatri to Hare Krishna. We should chant daily three times without anything. So Krishna Swarup. First Brahma Gayatri transforms when it is in
matured,
then it becomes Kama Gayatri. So you should know these things and try to chant and meditate Kama Gayatri, Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra and all. If you will not follow all these principles, you cannot have Krishna or Krishna thing. Gaur Pramana.
Chaitanya Charitamritam ki jai, Sanatan Goswami Pad ki jai, Gaura Prabhate.
Announcement? Drama. Any most announcement?
Yeah, and drama.
Yes, and also Radha.
Yes, Radha.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Such a wonderful class. Hare Krishna. Jai Gurudev! So, tomorrow is the wonderful, auspicious festival of Anakut Maha Mahotsava. So, Shripad Maharaj has requested we begin very early because it's so hot. Also, we have a table where we have both. For those of you who want to cook something, Srila Gurudev has instructed that we should have no less than 364 preparations.
800.
And if we can at least have 700, 800, maybe 1,000. Over 800. So you can come, we have a table set up, and you can also cook in our different homes, in the kitchen here in the evening also, after the evening prasad. Also for tomorrow, we'll have class at 7:30. Shripad Damodar Maharaj and Shripad Padmanabh Maharaj are going to speak here and give some wonderful...
When they'll bring the preparation?
I'll tell you next. First is class at 7:30, then prasad. They'll give nice pastimes of Giriraj Govardhan. Then we have to clear the temple room over to this side, beginning. Everyone should bring their preparations and put them down in here at by 9 o'clock.
So better to class earlier, 7
yes,
o'clock.
7 o'clock class, then everyone can come and have the preparations here by 9:30. Then Srila Gurudev will come and set us off. We'll do Harinam Sankirtan around this section of Braj. We'll go down through the gate to the road around by Giriraj Govardhan. Then we'll come back here and Srila Gurudev himself will put the plates on your heads. For carrying, just like in India.
No shoes when I carry these.
Yeah, no shoes around Giriraj Govardhan or carrying the plates. And when you take the plates, please go down this way to this lower path road and come up behind up to Giriraj Govardhan. Then when we're finished, you can come back over the top and make a nice circle, circumambulating Giriraj Govardhan. So at 9 o'clock, we can have that. And for you devotees, please, that have just arrived or haven't had a chance, please come and register for your convenience. We have two tables set up. You can come and get a wristband or